The Japanese media say at least 15 people have lost their lives in a stabbing attack outside the capital, Tokyo. Now, the reports say the knife attack took place in a center for the handicapped people in the city of Sagamihara. 45 were also wounded. The attacker reportedly turned himself into the police after the attack. The motive behind the stabbing is still unknown. The Japanese police are still investigating the incident. Joining us now is Michael Penn. He's a journalist and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Tokyo. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Penn. Now, the details of the situation are still sketchy. However, as we've discussed before as well, this is almost unprecedented as far as Japan is concerned. What do you make of it?
Well, yes, in terms of the precedents, they're saying widely in Japanese media here that this is actually the worst mass murder in Japan in the post-war period since after 1945. So that's how unusual this kind of event is here. Yes, in terms of the motive of the individual, there are some hints about what it might be. Apparently, he was quoted by the police as saying, "I want to see handicapped people disappear from the world." And apparently, he had been fired from his job at that facility. And he said that he'd gotten tired of handicapped people. So somehow he seemed to be bearing a grudge for his treatment at the facility and towards handicapped people in general. And that seems to be where this person's motive came from.
Now, how is this going to translate, though? Because, of course, as you just mentioned as well, that this is the bloodiest incident since post-Second World War. This will be analyzed and reanalyzed from different angles in Japan on more than one level. So what are we going to see as far as action on the ground?
Yes, well, I think this is going to have a national impact in Japanese politics, at least for several weeks while people are thinking about it. I would not be surprised at all to see new legislation come out. Where it might focus on is possibly looking at, if we assume this man has some sort of mental health issues, then there might be some sort of policies in regards to mental health. There may be new policies in terms of ensuring the security of facilities. But of course, those kinds of policies cost a lot of money, and although there may be some statements, I'm not sure how much change there will actually be on the ground. But I do think that it will become a national political issue for at least a few weeks.
All right, we'll have to wait and see how this pans out. That's journalist and political commentator Michael Penn joining us via Skype from Tokyo. Mr. Penn, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.